Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
My boyfriend is getting more and more hot-tempered. Should I break up with him?
我的男朋友越来越容易生气了。我应该跟他分手吗？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 22,Verse 24 to 25 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言22章24到25节。
Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24 to 25.
箴言二十二章二十四到二十五节，好生气的人不可与他结交，暴怒的人不可与他来往，恐怕你效法他的行为，自己就陷在网罗里。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这两节经文的意思吧。
Do not make friends. Make, M-A-K-E.Friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S, friends.
Do not 就是不可不要怎么怎么的意思。Make friends 就是做朋友。Make, M-A-K-E, 空格 friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S, friends. Make friends, 做朋友。Do not make friends, 不要跟谁做朋友呢？
With a hot-tempered man. Hot-tempered. Hot, H-O-T. Tempered, T-E-M-P-E-R-E-D. Tempered.
Do not make friends. 不要跟谁做朋友呢? With, 就是跟谁。With a hot-tempered man. Hot-tempered, 就是好生气的。Hot.H-O-T, 空格 T-E-M-P-E-R-E-D, hot-tempered, 好生气的 man, 人。好，怎么样呢?
Do not associate with, associate, A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-E, associate, with, W-I-T-H, with.
接着说 do not 也是不可什么什么 associate with 就是跟谁来往的意思 associate A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-E associate 空格 W-I-T-H associate with 就是跟某人、来往的意思不要跟谁来往呢
One easily angeredAngered, A-N-G-E-R-E-D, angered.
Do not associate with one,、不要跟这样的一个人。是怎么样的人呢? Easily 就是很容易的。Angered 就是生气的,叫做 angered. A-N-G-E-R-E-D, angered. 不要跟这样的人,好生气的人来往。中文圣经把这一小段翻译成好生气的人不可与他结交暴怒的人不可与他来往
Or you may learn his ways Learn L-E-A-R-N Learn
为什么不可与那样的人来往呢圣经说 Or 不然的话呢 Or You may, 就是你可能会怎么样 learn 就是学习 L-E-A-R-N, 学习到什么呢
His ways.
学习了他的方法, 他的方式 his ways. 然后呢
And get yourself ensnared. Ensnared. E-N-S-N-A-R-E-D. Ensnared.
跟好生气或者是暴怒的人来往 you may learn his ways. 你会受他影响学了他的这样的一个跟别人互动的方式 and get yourself 就会让你自己叫做 get yourself 让你自己怎么样呢 ensnared 就是被网罗住了或者是深陷在网罗里面深陷在麻烦里 ensnared E-N-S-N-A-R-E-D ensnared 啊，让你自己深陷网罗所以中文圣经把这一小段翻译成恐怕你效法他的行为自己就陷在网罗里
Now let's read the scripture together
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文
Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man Do not associate with oneEasily angered. Or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24 to 25.
箴言22章24到25节好生气的人不可与他结交暴怒的人不可与他来往恐怕你效法他的行为，自己就陷在网罗里。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
My boyfriend is getting more and more hot-tempered. Should I break up with him?
我的男朋友越来越容易生气了。我应该跟他分手吗?
Everyone gets angry at times.
我们每个人有时候都会生气。
But what your boyfriend gets angry at?
但是你的男朋友为什么生气呢?
What actions he takes when he is angry?
他生气的时候会采取什么样的行为呢?
And what attitude he has toward his anger is very important.
还有他对他的怒气有什么样的态度是这些都是非常重要的。
If he gets angry all the time,
如果他总是生气
and is unable to communicate,
而且没有办法沟通
and see the errors in his ways
也看不到自己的错误
it will be hard to be in a relationship with him
你如果这样跟他交往其实是很难继续下去的
if his anger causes violence, harm, and is uncontrollable
如果他的怒气带出了暴力、伤害或者是无法控制的一个状况。
I think you should keep your distance and see if he can learn to change before you continue your relationship with him.
我认为你应该跟他保持距离，而且看他能不能学习改变。这样子的话，你再考虑是不是要继续跟他交往。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这些的经文。
Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24 to 25.
箴言二十二章二十四到二十五节，好生气的人不可与他结交，暴怒的人不可与他来往。恐怕你效法他的行为，自己就陷在网罗里。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊。